So what are some of the tax advantages that real estate has over somebody who buys stocks?
Well, one of the other big ones, and this is especially true for people just starting out who are employees, real estate really is a business. So you can start taking deductions like your computer costs, the travel, your auto, paying your kids, all of those typical business deductions now can be deductions in real estate. They can't be if you're buying and holding stocks.
In most cases, there are stock people who can do that, but they're professional stock, and that's all they do is full-time investors.
Exactly. So an employee who's trading just on the part-time or once a month doing something, it's not going to qualify. We're talking people who are day-to-day traders.
So Diane was the person that recommends to people that you keep your daytime job but start a part-time business. So starting a part-time business in real estate also gives you the tax advantages of a business owner.
Exactly, yes.
But buying stocks part-time may not give you those tax advantages.
That's absolutely true. And I find one of the advantages with real estate, besides that stability, is there's some work in the beginning getting the property, but after time, it becomes a little easier. And again, that seems to work better for people who've got a full-time job.
Right. If I could say one more thing on that, I've said it before, you buy a piece of property, it takes you about a year to 2 years to settle it out. In other words, tenants come and tenants go. You have to learn the mix, the market, you know, the ins and outs of it. But once it stabilizes, that check comes in once a month or whenever you call that check in. So the beauty of real estate, it gives you financial stability if you've bought well and you finance it well. Whereas in the stock market, you make your money on volatility. So we trade stocks for volatility. You know, you're trying to buy the low and sell the high. Whereas real estate, you just want that stable income coming in every single month. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. The other part of it, too, is that real estate gives you the tax advantages of depreciation, the business, plus the ability to take money out tax-free.
Good. That's fabulous. What other advantages would you say that real estate has, tax-wise?
Well, we talked about the benefit of cash flow as well. And remember that we've got the ability to this rental, this money that comes in, that we can offset with these deductions that you normally have. So we've got income stream we're not paying tax on. We've got appreciation we're not paying tax on. And then, of course, we've got the ability, if we want to get rid of the property, to do something called a like-kind exchange into another property.
Right. So if I start my real estate investment business, let's say I'm working for ABC Major Corporation, I start my real estate investment business. At that point, when I drive my car around, are some of my expenses on my car deductible?
Absolutely. The cost, whenever you're going out to look at property, it would be a deduction. Here's another one. If you go on vacation, go and look at properties when you do.
Which I always do.
Which Robert, I was just going to say, I know Robert always does. In fact, he usually comes back with a deal to look at. So if he's out looking at property, that vacation just now became a write-off. And take your family with you. Everybody can learn from this experience of looking at real estate.
And your education is also deductible, right?
Oh, yeah. The cost of this program, the cost of additional books, tapes, seminars, all of those things that go into your education in real estate, that's a deduction.
They're like business expenses.
Yeah, that's a business deduction against the real estate.
But if I'm buying and selling stock on the side, I really probably would not be able to do that.
Yeah, there's some limitations for deductions you can take if you're just investing in stocks. Again, we're making that distinction between investing and trading. Real estate doesn't have that distinction. It's easier to become a real estate investor and get the deductions.